From the News Center, a news focus.
Possible carcinogens in aspartame, the artificial sweetener, has alarmed people recently. A follow-up report, though, from the WHO said there is limited evidence that it causes cancer in humans. Registered sports dietitian Leslie Bonchi from Western PA said the FDA agrees with the WHO that it is safe to use.
The most important thing for people to know is that the World Health Organization made clear that aspartame is safe and also reaffirmed the acceptable daily intake of aspartame. So what that level is also considered to be safe and appropriate.
The FDA disagreed with IARC's decision to classify aspartame as possibly carcinogenic. It says the WHO labeling aspartame as a possible carcinogen doesn't mean that it is actually linked to cancer. The FDA said it will continue to monitor the situation. Bonchi says a daily intake of up to 40 milligrams is acceptable, and it's still a reliable alternative for your sweetener.
A lot of people like the taste of sweet, but maybe they're trying to curtail their overall sugar intake because of some pre-existing health concern, trying to optimize their body composition. I see that with my athletes all of the time. And people want to have a choice. And they want to feel comfortable in the choice that they make about the foods and beverages that they choose to consume.
As temperatures rise, Bonchi said staying hydrated is vital. And one way to beat the heat is avoiding sugary drinks. Eating fruits, vegetables, and drinking a lot of water are major sources of hydration.
When people are doing intense exercise, getting in some carbohydrates. So this isn't just eating a hunk of cheese when you're done. You really have to get in some carbohydrate because that helps the body recover. And if people are doing any kind of strength training activity, they need to have a little protein as well.
Bonchi said it's important to stay informed on the health and safety of aspartame from the World Health Organization and Joint Expert Committee on Food Additives. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.